If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Camping Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Aaron from Lowell.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron, could you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Aaron.
Thank you.
I don't mean it, lol.
Lol.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to get $100. He doesn't have a big board, but he wins more than he loses. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Tracy Chapman wants you to buy CDs or vinyl instead of streaming music because that's how artists get paid. Which Tracy Chapman song did Luke Combs cover and bring back to the mainstream?
A Fast Car.
A goose made a nest in the Wrigley Field bleachers during a game, and a Wrigley spokesperson said, quote, "Everyone's welcome." Wrigley Field is the second most famous ballpark in America behind Fenway. Who plays there?
The Dodgers?
And question number three, the season finale of White Lotus brought in 6.2 million viewers Sunday night, which is a record for the show. Which season of White Lotus just wrapped up?
The two.
And question number four, Bad Bunny was the latest artist to perform a Tiny Desk concert. Who is Bad Bunny dating in 2023 and 2024, but they have since split?
Kardashian. What's her name? Kylie Kardashian? Fuck Kylie, though.
I need an answer.
It's the other one. Hold on. Kim. Kylie. I'll just say Kylie. I know what's wrong.
And question number five. Halle Berry will be a fan of Chris Hemsworth for life because he took care of her on the set of their upcoming movie. She said, quote, "He stood up for a woman. He didn't have to, and he did it." Hemsworth is apparently a real-life superhero on top of being Thor. What is the name of Thor's hammer?
What is it? Come on, Alex. You better get this one.
I take it somebody's with you?
Yeah, Alex. I don't know.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Yeah! Carson! Ooh, that was fast. You got long legs.
I move quickly, man. 6'3", I got a long stride.
All right, Aaron and also Alex was secretly in the background helping.
Okay.
Didn't help much, though. They got one out of five.
All right, it happens. It happens.
Oh, that's horrible.
Sooch.
All right.
Carson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tracy Chapman wants you to buy CDs or vinyl instead of streaming.
Love that.
Because that's how artists get paid.
Yes.
I wouldn't even know where to play a CD in this day and age.
Yeah.
Which Tracy Chapman song did Luke Combs cover and bring back to the mainstream?
Fast Car.
That is correct, 1-1. A goose made a nest in the Wrigley Field bleachers during a game, and a Wrigley spokesperson said, quote, everyone's welcome. Wrigley Field is the second most famous ballpark in America behind Fenway. Who plays there?
The Chicago Cubs.
Yes,
Dan.
Kennedy's favorite. The Cubs.
I actually went to a game there a couple years ago. The place is beautiful.
I've never been. It's on the bucket list.
It is gorgeous.
See, 2-1, question number 3. The season finale of White Lotus brought in 6.2 million viewers Sunday night, which is a record for the show. Which season of White Lotus just wrapped up?
Season three just finished.
I knew he knew that.
That is correct. 3-1. Yeah. Bad Bunny was the latest artist to perform a Tiny Desk concert. Who was Bad Bunny dating in 2023 and 2024, but they have since split?
Is it Kylie Jenner? Who was it?
It is Kendall Jenner.
Oh, Kendall Jenner.
Kendall.
I was close. I was in the family.
Yeah. Not you bad. Were one sister away. 3-1. Question number 5. Halle Berry will be a fan of Chris Hemsworth for life because he took care of her on the set of their upcoming movie.
Oh.
She says, quote, he stood up for a woman. He didn't have to do it, and he did.
Cool.
Hemsworth is apparently a real-life superhero on top of being Thor.
Yes.
What is the name of Thor's hammer?
The Mjolnir.
Wow, I'm going to give that to you.
It's close
Mjolnir,
enough.
Wow.
Mjolnir, that is it.
4-1, credits, Carson.
Credit Salt for me knowing that. Thank you, Salt.
You get the dub 4-1. Aaron, Alex, we appreciate you calling in and playing.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
I know you're crossing guard. We appreciate what you do. It's going to be cold out there today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Is there anything to say to
Carson? You're not leaving that easy.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Carson
Aaron
first?
I'm Aaron and Alex from Lowell, and we can't beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson.
Had no idea you could hit those high notes, Dan.
Yeah, I'm playing guitar on this, too.
And drums.
I'm like Prince. I can play every instrument. Can't Conquer Carson today is sponsored by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hi to Melissa from Abington.
Hey, good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Carson.
Melissa, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very good.
She's got the day off. She's packing to go out of town, so she's just like, she's chilling at the house today.
Oh, you're buried the lead. You're getting out of this rainy weather.
Yeah, actually I am, for sure.
Where are you going?
I'm going to down to Daytona, Florida.
Okay, now that everyone's sufficiently jealous, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course, Melissa. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Carson. You're going to win $100. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Hugh Grant says immigration officials stopped him and his wife at London's Heathrow Airport and asked their kids, are these your mom and dad? Hugh called it intrusive, insulting, and creepy. Hugh has been in 3 of the 4 Bridget Jones movies. Who stars as Bridget Jones?
You mean like the girl who actually is?
Yeah, who stars as Bridget Jones?
Renee Zellweger.
Elton John says his vision loss is so bad that he can't watch his sons play soccer or rugby anymore. He says it's stressful and distressing, but he's still grateful for the life he has. What was the name of the biopic about Elton John's life starring Taron Egerton?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think what he had a popular song as. I'm going to say, Yellow Brick Road.
All right. Question number 3. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 once went on a date with Melissa Joan Hart, and he said it was awful and that they didn't click at all. Finish this lyric from Blink-182's song, All the Small Things.
Late night, come home. Work sucks, I know. She left me roses by the stairs.
Surprises let me know he cares.
One more time.
Surprises lets me know he cares.
Okay, and question number 4. Actors who nailed their role so well no one could compare includes Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow, Mike Myers as Austin Powers, and of course, Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka. 2 actors have played Wonka since Gene Wilder. Can you name them both?
No. Didn't you just name them? No, I can't. Johnny Depp is what I could think of.
All right, and question number 5. Today in 2005, Pope John Paul II Pope John Paul II's funeral took place. Excuse me, words are hard today. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected 2 weeks later and took the name Pope Benedict XVI. What signifies the election of a new pope?
Oh, my God. A parade? I don't know.
Yep, the Pope Parade. It's very famous. Let's get Carson back in the studio, please. Carson! There he goes. He's a hustler. You can tell he was in the army. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Melissa from Abington,
mm-hmm.
who is going to Daytona, Florida today, so I don't feel too bad for her. Mm-hmm. She got 1 out of 5 correct.
1 out of 5. Aww. Okay. Daytona's my stomping ground. That's spent a lot of my youth on that beach.
Daytona's the second favorite city.
Yeah, sitting in the ocean trying to surf, just sitting on a surfboard with a lot of flat waves. You just sit out there and just wait and wait and wait. You get like one wave a week.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hugh Grant says immigration officials stopped him and his wife at London's Heathrow Airport and asked their kids, "Are these your mom and dad?" Hugh called it intrusive, insulting, and creepy.
What? Is it? They do that all the time. That's
just how he took it.
Huh.
Hugh has been in 3 of the 4 Bridget Jones movies.
Oh.
Who stars as Bridget Jones in those films?
Oh, my gosh.
Gotta up your rom-com game, man.
Yeah, Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
That was a straight-up guess.
1-1.
Wow. Let's go. It's that kind of day.
Elton John says his vision loss is so bad that he can't watch his sons play soccer or rugby anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
But he's still grateful to have the life he has. What was the name of the biopic about Elton's life starring Taron Egerton?
Rocket Man.
That is correct. 2-1. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 went on a date with Melissa Joan Hart once back in the day. And he said it was awful. And they didn't click at all. Finish this lyric from Blink-182's All the Small Things.
Late night, come home, work sucks, I know. She left me roses by the stairs.
You know I didn't even care. Oh. Oh.
How dare you?
What was it?
Surprises let me know she cares.
Oh, okay.
You were one word off, Melissa.
You know, I think, too, with Melissa Joan Hart, you know, she married another lead singer of another band after that, a band called Course of Nature. Do you remember them?
No, I do not.
They didn't have quite the success.
But are you insinuating that lead singers of bands sometimes get girls?
They do sometimes get the Hollywood starlet.
Who knew?
It's true.
2-1. Question number 4. Actors who nailed their role so well that no one could ever compare includes Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow,
mm-hmm.
Mike Myers as Austin Powers,
okay,
and Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka.
Okay.
2 actors have played Wonka since Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name both of them?
Timothée Chalamet is one of them. And who was he? Was it Johnny Depp?
I don't know, was it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. 3-1.
A little bit of a trick question there, Dan. You had me second-guessing myself.
And question number 5. Today, in 2005, Pope John Paul II's funeral took place.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected 2 weeks later and took the name Pope Benedict XVI.
Mm-hmm.
What signifies the election of a new pope?
Oh, the smoke, the gray smoke being released out of the
what color smoke?
The white smoke. It's gray and then it's white.
Well, it's black if they don't elect one, and it's white once they do elect
like
one.
Like I said, white.
4-1.
Hey, I'll take it. God bless you.
Carson gets the win. He's a wrecking ball today, Melissa. He's feeling himself.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling.
Yeah, no, thank you, Melissa. We appreciate that. And you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Mary J. Blige. She's going to be with Neo and Mario April 14th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you're going for free, so you enjoy the show, Melissa, okay?
Thank you.
Now, what would you like to say to Carson before we leave?
I'm Melissa from Abington, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't Beat Kennedy, by the way. Sponsored by our good friends at Subaru. Mm-hmm. Love spring and a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Steve from Saugus.
Steve, what's going on, my friend?
What's up, man?
Hey, Steve, question for you. What's the best restaurant on Route 1, and why is it Kowloon?
Leading the witness.
I actually... I'd have to go with Prince. My kids eat Prince a lot.
Oh, Prince is good, too. Did they shut down the Hooters? Yeah. Did I hear that rumor? Is it still open?
I don't know. I know the sign's there. So I don't
okay,
know.
Maybe it's still open.
I haven't been there in a while.
I mean, the Hilltop sign is still there. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I think I saw that Hooters was going bankrupt, but maybe they were keeping the restaurants open. I can't remember. All right.
All right, Steve. Can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Steve.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes, I am.
All right. Actress Robin Wright turns 59 today. She played Jenny in Forrest Gump, Claire Underwood on House of Cards, and Princess Buttercup in which movie?
Princess Bride?
Question 2. 25 years ago today, Saturday Night Live aired their now classic More Cowbell skit. Which actor who was hosting that night delivered this line? Take a listen for me.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my God. Huge fan, too. Actually, forgot his name.
All right, question.
I was hoping you're going to say Will Ferrell.
Question 3: Starting today, Sabrina Carpenter will join Fortnite as the new season 8 icon, letting players dress like the pop star and perform her songs. Speaking of, which Sabrina song does she sing these lyrics? Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in, and dream came true it for you. Soft skin, and I perfumed it for you. I know, I Mountain Dew it for you.
Espresso?
Look at you. And question 4. Netflix was the winning bidder on a reality competition show based on the board game Monopoly. Steve, there are 4 railroads in Monopoly. Can you name 3 of them?
Oh, railroads in Monopoly. I should know this. No, I really can't.
Well, thank you for not wasting my time.
I haven't played that in so long.
Question 5. BuzzFeed made a list of overhyped movies and TV shows, and it includes Succession, Euphoria, and Midsommar. What is the name of the company the Roy family is fighting over in the show Succession?
Oh, God, you're killing me. I got one right. I'll just admit it.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson!
Welcome back, Carson.
Yes.
Steve from Saugus. He got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Nice job, Steve. Nice work. Not bad.
One more than he thought he was going to.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah, all set.
Actress Robin Wright, 59 years old today. She played Jenny in Forrest Gump, Claire Underwood on House of Cards, and Princess Buttercup in which movie?
Princess Buttercup?
I said what I said.
Princess Buttercup in which movie? Dragon Slayer.
The Princess Bride. 1-0 for Steve.
You say so.
It's nice, one of the best comedies of all time, sir. 25 years ago today, Saturday Night Live aired their now classic More Cowbell skit. Which actor who was hosting that night delivered this line?
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Wow, I'm having such a brain fart right now because I watched the entire episode of the behind the scenes where they talked about that sketch. And I just cannot remember his name right now. And it is Steve Buscemi. No, that's not it.
Christopher Walken.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're choking.
I'm in my head. Yeah. I'm in my head.
Steve, he's choking. You might get this money yet.
Did he get that one?
I might.
No, but he got the Princess Bride. It's 1-0.
1-0.
Into question 3.
All right. How many did he get right?
He got 2 correct.
Okay. Okay.
But they get progressively harder. I don't know if you know how the rules work.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Question number 3. Starting today, Sabrina Carpenter will join Fortnite as the new Season 8 icon, letting players dress like the pop star and perform her songs.
Which 14-year-old boy is going to be happy about this?
Speaking of, which Sabrina song does she sing this? Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know. I'm out and do it for you.
That is espresso, Dan.
That is correct. 2-1. Question number 4.
Two grown men know their lyrics to Sabrina Carpenter's song.
And I would look deep in your eyes while I said those lyrics. It made me uncomfortable.
It was very awkward.
2-1. Netflix was the winning bidder on a reality competition show based on the board game Monopoly.
Okay.
There are 4 railroads in Monopoly. Name 3.
Oh, my gosh. That's hard. So reading is one of them. Let's see. I'm going to say, name 3 of the 4 railroads. Reading, Pennsylvania. I don't know. I'm just guessing at this point.
Reading Railroad.
It's Reading.
For sure it's Reading, but Pennsylvania Railroad, B&O Railroad, and Short Line.
Oh, okay. I had 2. That's not bad.
1.5. Question number 5. What you need.
Oh, boy.
Or you're going to suit your way sales money. BuzzFeed made a list of overhyped movies and TV shows, and it includes Succession, Euphoria, and Midsommar.
Okay.
What is the name of the company the Roy family is fighting over in Succession?
That is another great... Waystar?
I need the full name. You're halfway there.
Oh, come on. I don't know. I don't know. Waystar Media Foundation. Waystar. I mean, I feel like a Waystar is it.
Waystar Royco.
Oh, man, that is tough.
Not for Steve. He just won $100.
Hey, let's go,
nice,
Steve.
Nice. We won.
Hey. Oh, I fell apart. The wheels are off the bus, Dan. What can I say?
Oh, Steve, thank you for playing. We appreciate your time.
A couple of text messages real quick from the 781. Hooters is still open.
We love it.
Applause, applause, applause. Also from the 978, Steve has the deepest voice I have ever heard.
Yeah, you should be doing voiceovers.
You should be doing what I'm doing.
So like I said, you do get $100 of Sal's money for your victory. And Carson, is there anything you want to say to Steve?
Yes. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Steve.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.